Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
And it's Tuesday, so that means you go to war with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. So happy to be here, especially when I got some great news when I walked into the door. Wayne let me in. I sat down in his office, and he said that he is number 62 on as far as popularity on radio. I think Hannity is number one, Rush is number two, and this show is number 62 right out of the gate. That is awesome news. So I am so blessed and happy to be with you every Tuesday as I open up his show at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, as we are live out of Las Vegas. And there is so much going on. I told Chris, the producer of this show, I said, I don't even know where I'm going to start. He's like, I'll leave you alone. Collect your thoughts. But, you know, let's start with the trip of all trips, I believe, in this presidency. The greatest trip, especially on the anniversary of D-Day, he goes over the pond to our strongest ally, and immediately the press blows the protests out of proportion and takes away, like Sadiq Khan, their pet puppet in the UK, the mayor of London. He goes out right before in The Guardian and smears this president as the president hasn't even taken off yet on Air Force One. So you think that the president that we know, Donald Trump, that we elected, 63 million of us, are going to sit back and think that this president's going to take it and not drop a little bomb on his way in as the wheels are touching down into the UK? And he calls Sadiq Khan a loser. And that is the perfect adjective for Sadiq Khan, a stone cold loser. Because if we really are measuring success, shouldn't we have a measurement of success based on the results? Like maybe we shouldn't have over 100,000 stabbings. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't have Sharia law and districts in the UK that limit a person's freedom. You know, Sharia law is nothing but enslavement. And it seems like Sadiq Khan is protecting that enslavement as well as protecting the hundreds of thousands or whatever it is, I don't even 100,000 stabbings in London. So the crime is out of control. The city is dangerous. What are the measurements of Sadiq Khan's success? What is he winning at? Getting a piece in The Guardian? Maybe rising his national profile because he's anti-Trump? Is anti-Trump really winning elections? When we look at the European elections, 2 weeks ago now, I believe, or 1 week ago, because I think last Tuesday I was celebrating it. Yeah, it was last week. That weekend was historic. and the fact that Brexit, a party that's literally 6 years, 6 weeks old, led by Nigel Farage, kicked everyone's ass. The Tories set back 200 years. Others set back 100 years. The Labour Party losing more seats in close to 100 years. They're not popular, the radical left, the globalist elitist left. They're not very popular. They might be loud. They might be able to blow up a blimp and send it around town. They might be able to get 10,000, 20,000 people on the streets. We can too, but we're usually working. You know, they might be able to, you know, hold up the signs and throw milkshakes on people and really get the press's goat, because the press loves the anti-Trump narrative. That's all we've been hearing about for the last 2.5 years, 3 years, actually, if you go back to his campaign. 90% of the media coverage of this president has been negative. So do we really expect their leaders, their political leaders, to be any different than their serfs in the media? So Sadiq Khan thinks he's raising his international profile. Corbyn, you know, said he basically isn't going to meet with Trump. First, I think, labor leader not to meet with the president. He's going to go and stand with the underbelly of the UK. And that's what these protesters and rioters and haters are. They are not us. They are not the majority. They are the underbelly of society. And that's why you see Antifa-like tactics being used against Trump supporters on these streets and Trump supporters on the UK streets. There's not much difference between the two. The violent left, they're loud and they're violent, but they're the minority. See, I remember watching, you know, the riots against the World Organization, what the IGF was it, the IG, and they looked like Antifa thugs. And that's really all they are. And, you know, there has to be, and I know there is, right? Some people are out there because they hate Trump. They think he's a misogynist. He's a homophobe. Never mind Richard Grenell. He's a homophobe. He's a misogynist. Okay, he's hired more women in his cabinet than anybody else. Hired the first female contractor ever in New York State, but he's a misogynist. What are they standing on? They're standing on sand. And when you're standing on sand, you start to flail, right? You start to try to get out. Your arms are up in the air trying to get. That's exactly what they're doing, because they just got their asses kicked 1 week ago. And so those that look across the pond back to us, right here, we're looking out. And we're seeing that the mainstream media will do whatever it takes in order to continue to lie to the American people. Hell, Obama was over in Brazil lying about our gun laws. Hey, folks, did you know that you can go out and buy a machine gun anywhere on the streets of the United States? Yep. Anybody can buy a gun at any time, because there's no laws in the wild, wild west, according to Obama. Absolute lie. And so they have to lie in order to keep what? The people stupid. And let's not forget Jonathan Gruber. The only reason that Obamacare passed, because the Democrats relied on the stupidity of the American people. Well, the jig is up. Because the Russian collusion narrative that you pushed down our throats for 2.5 years was nothing but a hoax. And you didn't go look to find the truth. Hell, I think only John Solomon and Sarah Carter and maybe a handful of others really dug in to find the truth. The mainstream media, the reporters, the journalists, quote unquote, have no interest in reporting the truth. They have every interest in the political motivations of their leaders, which is the Democrat Party. But it's not really working. Because if you look at the ratings, and you can find this on ReaganBabe.com, this article, if you look at their ratings, they're falling even more than they did last month. CNN's ratings in May plunged 18%. 700,000, 750,000, 780,000 people, under 800,000 people tuned in to CNN on average. So no one's listening to Wolf. No one's listening to Don Lemon. No one's listening to, what is that tart's name? Oh God, I can't stand her. Anyway, any one of them. Essie Cup, Coop Cup. She used to be, yeah, thank you, Chris. She used to be a Republican. Now she's, I don't know what she is. She's just like a talking head of her puppet master. Like, have some individual thought, right? Sold herself out. I don't get her. But nonetheless, no one's tuning in. Rachel Maddow, she's in quicksand. She's flailing. So all they want to talk about, we're going to fact check the president when he's over in London. We're going to fact check him. How about you fact check the investigators of the Mueller investigation? How about that? How about you fact check the Mueller report? Because I got a story sitting right in front of me, which I'll get to in detail after the next break, that basically says, and Devin Nunes was sounding the alarm last week that the whole report was a fraud. And then John Dowd, I think it was on Fox Business, I was watching him the other day, said the whole thing is a fraud. They misrepresented him. They didn't conclude his entire conversation that he had. They just selected bits and pieces and like kind of put it together into the story that they wanted to tell. Not the story that should be told, which are his words. That's the truth. That's how you report the truth. Have you heard that from the mainstream media? Have you seen Anderson Cooper talking about how Dowd came out? The president's attorney said they didn't include my entire conversation. And this smeared my reputation. But are we surprised? Are we surprised by the press anymore? What would CNN's ratings be if they weren't in airports? If we weren't forced to watch them? Would it be 300,000? The whole entire network, run by Jeffrey Zucker, is falling faster than the Hindenburg. And AT&T owns them. And so when Donald Trump puts out a tweet the other day and says, you know what, I wonder if people drop their AT&T plans, what would happen to CNN? That's a great question. I'm an AT&T customer. And I saw some other people going, hey, is Verizon just as good? Or these other organizations just as good? When do you begin the healing? When do you begin with the repairing of something that is dying on the vine like CNN? Don't you get rid of Zucker? Hell, I can run CNN better than Zucker. Anyway, we'll get back to all this and more. You can check out ReaganBabe.com on the break. Probably read some news stories that you haven't seen. And we'll cover some more after this break. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now!
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because if my doctor suggests I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late, wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. You use the
promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, R-O-O-T, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
Okay, I had to have that played. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. It's a great intro. This is Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root, as I do every Tuesday. Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I hope you checked out my website on the break. Lots of good stuff there. Every day I update it. I'll be updating it later today after I get off this show, because there's always news breaking. There's always something going on. But I want to go back to the press, and I don't want to spend too much time on the losers. But I have to. I was looking at this over the break. Rachel Maddow lost 500,000 viewers. 500,000 viewers. Because she spent 2 years juicing her ratings by promising her audience she had the goods on Trump. Remember, she had those tax returns. Yes, she did. And then she pulled a Geraldo at Capone's vault and then went out there and like, oh, no, I guess these really aren't the tax returns. Sorry. So you know, what should I call them? Should I call them lemmings? Yes, most of her audience are lemmings. They just want to lick it up. Even if it's not true, just tell me it's true. Whatever you say, I'll believe to be true. Facts be damned. Facts be damned. You know, I'm going to post this, I think, on my Facebook page and then to my Instagram page. But there are actually some tenets and ethics of journalists that are established by the Society of Journalists. Believe it or not, there are four preambles to ethics and journalism, and they violate every single one. And it's a large organization. I think it's the Society of Ethical Journalists or something. I'll look it up on the next break, and I'll run you through it, because it's literally a joke. Because predominantly, I think they have, you know, a couple hundred thousand, few hundred thousand members. It's not this little small organization. I assume that you would sign up for it if you want to be, you know, perceived as being ethical. But then when you go on the air, or you take to the New York Times, or the New York Times hires an outward white Korean, I think she was Korean, she's a racist, she hates white people, you know, your objectivity kind of falls a little bit, okay? Kind of penetrates the old ethics when you start hiring outward racists. But yes, Rachel Maddow just strung these people along, just like a grifter would with their bait. It was all BS. It was all lies. It was in paranoid delusions. Have you noticed that the crazy... You think, okay, you know, there's no collusion, right? That's what Mueller said. No, that's not what he said. No, that's actually what he said. Well, that's not what he said. Well, so they're either delusional... And I think crazy, too. I think we could really say insane, because when you look at how they get together, like I just happened to be, I went to the inauguration, and actually Wayne Allen Root, we went together. And so we're landing, you know, into the inauguration. We're walking around the town, and all of a sudden I see the pink hats, and I'm like, oh, crap, that's right. The pink pussycat hats are in town. And so Wayne said, you know, I never want to walk around with you because I thought you were going to get us beat up. I mean, all you have to do is laugh at these people. It's unbelievable. You look like fools. You're wearing pink vajayjays on your head, screaming something that you're oppressed while wearing a Rolex watch. Get out of here. Anyway, stick around. Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Sponsor of this segment, Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest possible prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, so for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by New York Times bestselling author. You get both free just for calling. The DVD and the book free, no strings attached. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Get your free book and your free award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated consumers. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you for hanging on with me through the break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. I suggest you go to my website. Every day I update it, sometimes usually in the morning, but Tuesdays sometimes in the afternoon. Depends on when I can get to it. But you'll find stories that you are hearing on the air today, but you also find stories that you're not seeing in the mainstream media because their job is to bury the truth and not give you any insight, but rather their perspective. You know, and that's where they lose all objectivity. And while you're there at ReaganBabe.com, sign up for my newsletter. I'm getting really good feedback on it. I'm very happy with it. It's gone through some iterations. And every Saturday morning for free, you get it in your inbox. So you can wake up, read the newsletter, drink some coffee, and start your day. That's how I like to do it anyway. But I also like to do radio. I love radio because I think it's one of the last places that free speech really exists. And I don't say that lightly. Because I had posted something last week whereby the month of May for Reagan Babe on Facebook was one of the worst months my page has ever had, and I've had it open for a couple few years now, and a 60% drop in my reach. A 60% drop in my reach in 1 month, and I knew I was getting throttled. I knew it. I could tell. You know, after managing this page and interacting with my audience, you know, through Facebook, et cetera, you know, if I'm posting memes, if I'm posting articles, you know, I have, you know, an understanding of what works and what doesn't. And it's a lot of it's trial and error, but a 60% drop in my audience. So no one can mess with the radio waves. The Democrats tried. Oh, yes, they did. Remember the fairness doctrine? They want us silenced, obviously. They want us silenced. That's why if you go to my Twitter page over at Reagan Babe, you will see a leftist British woman. She looks like your typical feminist. Doesn't look like she takes care of herself. Screaming at a older white British man that he was a Nazi. Shut up, Nazi. Shut up, Nazi. Shut up, Nazi. And that's how the left has always worked. Through their propaganda networks. They demonize their competition because the communist left, and that's what most of them are. I mean, really, can someone tell me what the difference is between the Democrat platform and the communist manifesto? Oh, they want to call it Democrat socialism now? Okay. Well, what is really socialism? It's just really the economic engine of communists. So you're just one step closer. Why do you want to get closer to communism, Democrat socialists? I'm a Democrat socialist. What the hell does that mean, Democrat? You can rebrand. You can call communism like communism. It's still communism. You can call it democratic communism. It's still communism. And that's what we're up against. And it's the violent underbelly. We've been fighting communists for as long as I've been alive and for as long as my great-grandfather has been alive. And beyond that. So this isn't a new enemy. They just look different. and they want to shut us up. And so, of course, the press is spinning, you know, this, the anniversary of D-Day, making it all about themselves. We are going to fact check Donald Trump. Well, why do we care? You aren't fact checkers. You're water carriers. And so Trump, you know, you heard that, well, Corbyn's not going to meet with Trump. Trump said he declined meeting with Corbyn. All right. Warned Mexico tariffs would take effect next week. First, he goes over there and says Khan not doing his job. He should worry about, you know, his stabathon that's going on in his backyard. He said, you know, he declined a meeting with Corbyn. If Corbyn's not going to come to the state dinner, then why should he have a separate meeting with Trump? Classless people. But now here's the humdinger. So he goes and smacks those, you know, people around. Mexico tariffs would take effect next week. And this is what we heard last week. And I said at the time, tax remittances by 50%. You want to see how fast there will be self-deportations? You want to see how fast things will dry up at that border? Tax remittances at 50%. I think it's $60 billion, if I'm not mistaken, last time I checked, in remittances go to Mexico. It's a big boom in business for Mexico. If it wasn't for the drug money, what would Mexico be? If it wasn't for the cartels and the drugs and the remittances, you know, Mexico might be a nice place to visit. I was telling Chris when we were on break, I said, I wouldn't go to Mexico right now. I've gone to Cabo and I've gone to Cancun and I've gone to Isla de las Mujeres, which was actually a beautiful little island off Cancun. I've been to plenty of places, but now not so much. Because I came across this article, which you can also find, and I think Rain touched on it yesterday, so I'm told, but I'm just going to touch on it again because it's a good segue. According to Daniel Horowitz, who is one of my favorite, I guess, writers, thinkers, this is over at Conservative Review. I've interviewed him before. Mexican government admits 80% of its populated territory is run by cartels. 80% of its populated territory is run by cartels, including key border areas. It sounds like a narco state to me. This does not sound like any form of democracy at all. Is anyone talking about how the cartels are basically running Mexico? And do you think perhaps some of the cartel money is landing into politicians' pockets? Maybe some of those pockets of the open border Democrats? This is Beto O'Rourke. I tear down this wall at the border, but I live behind a wall in El Paso. Vote for me. What the hell? Really, did 20 people show up at his rally? But the open border Democrats, the sanctuary city Democrats, the, you know, we don't need no borders, we just need bridges. Do you think they're getting some pay on the back end? Because they're not talking about it. They're ignoring the problem. On my Twitter page, I think I have it pinned, I said, in order to fundamentally transform this country, you need to do it through open borders. They tried through Obamacare. That was the first step. But open borders. Anybody and everybody can come through the border. Why not? We have unlimited resources, right? Even though the Democrats keep telling us all about sustainability. Our lives should be all about sustainability. Well, how are we supposed to sustain 1.2 million more illegal immigrants into our fabric without raising taxes, without our hospitals overflowing, without our school systems being bankrupted by English as second language schooling? I'd like, you know, here's a challenge. I'd like to challenge you to see what percent of your state's budget goes to English as second language teaching or schools. What percent? It would be a really good, I can tell you what Nevada is, because through $1.2 billion that they raised in the largest tax increase in Nevada's history in order to pay for the children and education, 90% of that went to Zoom schools. 90%. And we're already broke. So I wonder what the delta is between each year of how, as our borders continue to open, as our laws continue to be ignored by both sides of the aisle, by not deporting illegal aliens instead of just tolerating them here and then giving them driver's licenses and then giving them tax refunds through ITIN and then giving them, I guess, free health care now in California because everything's free. So the cartels are running Mexico. And who's running the border? on each side of the aisle. So Donald Trump says, you know what, I'm going to do tariffs. I'm going to tax everything. And, oh, by the way, Mexico, I was serious when I said it last week because the time starts next week. And guess what happens? Guess what happens? The GOP reportedly considers defying Trump on Mexico tariffs. This comes from the Daily Caller. Today, 11 a.m., Republicans uncomfortable with the idea of a tariff war are reportedly mulling whether to vote against the president's proposed tariff hikes against Mexico. A number of congressional Republicans could join their Democrat counterparts in a vote to block President Trump if he moves forward with threats to slap tariffs on all Mexican goods, according to a report from the Post. Well, take that for what it's worth. Such a move would serve as a sharper GOP rebuke to the president than the failed attempt earlier this year to revoke his emergency border declaration. Similar to the resolution condemning the emergency declaration, a vote to block Trump's tariffs would likely begin in the Democrat-controlled House. Well, hello. And then move to the Senate where enough Republicans could defect. Now, what are the plans from the Democrats? It's beyond a crisis. It's beyond. 1,000 people just stormed El Paso last week. And do you think that maybe the narco state, Mexico, was behind that surge? You know, if you want to break through walls, you don't send, you know, one person here, one through. You basically overwhelm the system. It's Cloward Piven. You create a series of crises in order over to overwhelm the system. So who's stronger, the cartels and the Democrats or the Republicans? That's a question I'd like answered. But you know what? There are some other questions I want answered, and some of them come from Cheryl Atkinson. Now, Cheryl, I think, is one of the last journalists that she can hold her head up high and her chin up high and claim that she is a good journalist and a good reporter who is being spied on by Barack Obama. She has 10 questions she'd like to ask Robert Mueller, if allowed, and I'll go over some of those next with you. So stick around. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limu. And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Fort Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
How about more with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com? This has been a quick hour. I can't believe time flies. Hopefully you checked out the website, signed up for my newsletter at ReaganBabe.com. But I do know that some of you emailed me, and I always love to get emails, especially I don't mind getting hate mail. I like to know who my enemies are, but I love getting fan mail. And so this comes from Deborah. You're the best, Megan. Thanks for giving us the real, honest insight. Keep up your energy. You get me going. Well, I'm glad, Deborah. Thank you so much. I'm happy to get you going every Tuesday on this show. And I'm also happy to get you going on what is late and breaking in the news cycle, and simply probably what you're not hearing, you know, on other stations, especially in the mainstream media. But if you go over to my Facebook page, I posted this before I came on the air, and that will go up to my website later. And John Dowd, more evidence coming that shows Mueller report is a fraud. And didn't you find it kind of odd that Mueller, after releasing his 430-some-odd page report, decides to hold a press conference and talk for 9 minutes? And there were a lot of things about that press conference that simply didn't sit with me. One of the first things he said was that, you know, basically we know that the Russians hacked into the DNC servers in order to damage, you know, Hillary Clinton. And I'm paraphrasing, but that was pretty much what he was saying. And I said, it all of a sudden is a certainty? This wasn't a certainty. The FBI never got Hillary Clinton's server. Okay? So the leading investigative agency in the whole entire world that we are led to believe never collected the evidence, never did a forensic analysis on the evidence, and relied on some DNC hack firm, CrowdStrike, to say, yep, it was definitely the Russians. Nah, you don't need to see all the evidence that we, you know, made this determination. Just take our word for it. I cannot believe that Robert Mueller was so stupid. But see, when you lie, when you're a crooked cop, which is, when you're a crooked cop or working with a crooked cop like Comey, and you're a crooked lawyer like Robert Mueller, what do you expect? And I'm kind of tired of hearing the people from the right, well, he had 30 years of service, he was a dedicated servant, a civil servant. He jailed, Robert Mueller, innocent men. How is that, how does that get props? How is that not a stone-cold loser? What, because he was a Marine? Okay, thanks for your service, but you jailed four innocent men. And so, of course, the accusations of fraud are coming out because, as I said, and as I need to say, is that when he said, well, the Russians certainly did, or he made it so it was certain, but in his report, it said the Russians appear to have hacked the server. Appear and with certainty are way two different things in legal speak. Appear and definite. Different. So he basically trips over his tongue, and I'm like, something's not right here. So John Dowd, who's the former Trump lawyer, predicted multiple instances of special counsel Robert Mueller misleading the public in his report will be revealed. During an interview on Fox News, Dowd said he was glad a federal judge released the transcript of a voicemail he left for retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's lawyer, Robert Kellner, shortly after he agreed to cooperate with Mueller. We now know the truth, he told Sean Hannity. Mueller referenced parts of the November 22nd voicemail in the final report about how Dowd asked for a heads up if Flynn knew information that implicates Trump after Flynn dropped from a joint defense agreement with the president. Now, do you see it says Mueller referenced parts of the November 22nd? Why would they take parts of evidence out? Because these documents that he's looking over, these recordings of phone calls, are evidentiary. So why would you take parts of the evidence and not all of the evidence? Unless, of course, you were trying to make the report and this whole charade that we went through that may have impacted the midterms for 2.5 years. So with that, Atkinson says 10 questions I'd ask Robert Mueller if I were allowed. And again, Cheryl Atkinson, let's not forget, in case you missed me on the out last segment, Atkinson has an active lawsuit against the Obama administration because they were spying on what she was doing. She was talking too much about Benghazi. She even got fired. She was digging too deep. I'm surprised she didn't end up like Vince Foster. Most of now former special counsel Robert Mueller, and this is authored by Cheryl Atkinson, and it comes in The Hill today. You can also find it on my website tonight. Most of now former counsel Robert Mueller's public statement to the press last week seemed to fall under the category of fair enough. After all, the man did nearly 2 years of work. He kept largely silent throughout, and he alternately was called a hero or a dog. But there's one last comment Mueller made that nags at me. It's when he said, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. And she goes on to say, Mueller must have had his reasons. If they had found adequate evidence to implicate Trump in a crime or even collusion, they would have said that too. And so she goes on and asks 10 questions, and I ran out of time. I'm sure Wayne will pick it up from here. But you can find these 10 questions later on tonight or first thing tomorrow morning when you wake up on ReaganBabe.com. It's a great article. And thank you so much again for another hour that flew by. Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Wayne Allen Root is up next, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Greens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.